Steps from the Now to the Now. This is Dr. Herb L. Varley, Dean and Founder of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, etc., with the Absolute Philosopher. Steps from the Now to the Now. Hardly seems like there would be steps going from the Now to the Now, but essentially, that's what there are. There are steps. And the steps are what we are thinking about in our consciousness. The steps are what we are thinking about how we act. We all know the now is the now. We all know that this present moment is when everything happens and everything is conducted in a perfect way. But what about that? What about that? We know that it's right now, but what do we think? Do we think, okay, I now am successful. Now I'm going to do these things to be successful. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's future.
Well, this is what we say. I am now successful. This is what I'm going to do to be successful. We obviate the very power that we're putting into motion. And we do this constantly with everything, with our health, with our relationships, with our whole life. And there is only now. And so now is when we want to put these causes in motion to bring about effects in our life. And the only way we can put causes in motion to bring effects in our life is in the now. And you can see so perfectly why so few things seemingly are accomplished in the now. Why people say, now I'm whole and perfect. I sure wish I could have another pill. The pain is terrible. I got to go to the doctor. I have to do this and that. And you see, you just make the now a travesty. You make it a stupidity. And it's an unfortunate thing, but we haven't trained ourselves to do that. When mother says, son, I want you to come in the house now. And he plays outside. Did you hear me? I said, come in the house now. And she goes out there 10 minutes later and 20 minutes later and maybe, who knows. And His now is when he pleases to do it. There is no present tense in the now. If he learned the word now meant now, or a slam on the butt, now, when I speak, you jump. That's not a strange thing to say. When I speak, you say, how high, How high do you want me to jump? How high do you want me to respond? How quickly? Now. Give me a hand with this rope. Now. Please, I'd like a glass of water. Now. I don't want you to think about it and then get used to it. Like at dinner tonight here. I had finished eating quite early because my portion was a little smaller, which is what I like. But I had to wait for the dessert. And so when the dessert finally came, I was doing something else. And so I ate it. But meanwhile, you were all bustled about cleaning up whatever you're doing. I can't imagine what you're doing because you didn't clean anything in front of me. And you were working in the now. You really didn't come to hear the lecture. You came to have dinner. And that the lecture was going to be given, well, that's interesting, maybe. It's okay. But the now is when it is. You should say, Herb, let's have the lecture before we eat. It's so wonderful. That's such beautiful stuff that you give. We can talk about it while we're eating and things like that, after we have heard the lecture. And it'd be really wonderful. But you don't want to do that. And that's okay. That's okay. Because you want to eat now. You come over here for dinner, and you want dinner. You want lunch. You want breakfast. And you want to enjoy it. And you want to do it now. But when it comes time to carrying out the promises you make to yourself, now seems to be some far distant country, some far distant attitude of mind, and it is often seldom met at all. You follow me? I'm not trying to say things that are making us sound silly. We just are silly. We have never learned discipline. We have never learned to act upon what we say we will do. Now, it happens so often where we're asked to do something, and when we get around to it, then we do it. People ask me to do something, and I have it done right away, that's off my mind, and I don't have to think about it anymore. It's done and over with. And then they come in and they say, did you have a chance to do it? Yes, done. Now, it's true, a lot of letters are thrown at me and other things are thrown at me to do, and I put them away in a pile because I have some other priorities that I have. But if any of the priorities were ever mentioned, please get this out now, do this now, then I do it, if I have agreed to do it. And this is what each of us should learn how to do. We should learn to live in the now. Now, how long does it take you to write five sentences of a positive blessing of kindness and love that you've done, an act of kindness or love that you've done today? How long does it take you to do it? Well, in the beginning, it'll take an hour or so. And then later on, it'll take no time at all. In the beginning, you were asked to write 100 words for your essay, and you moaned and groaned about it like something terrible. And after you learned how to do it, it took maybe 3 times to do it, maybe 4. After you learned how to do it, all your essays were click, 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 right like that to 100 words. You were not over or under. And you knew when you were getting windy. You knew. Now, a lot of people, and they say that they're limited in writing their book reviews and writing their thesis. They're limited by the number of words they're allowed to have. Well, that's because another aspect of the now is that they have not been honest with themselves. If I say to meet you, did you take the garbage out? And you say, no, I haven't gotten to it yet. I had some other things that I had to do first, and I had to do this. Well, look, on 2 accounts, you are being very bad. 1, you didn't take the garbage out. And 2, you were procrastinating in talking about it. You're saying, no, I didn't have a chance to, blah, 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 blah. Did you take the garbage out? No. Did you take the garbage out? Yes. There's only 2 answers to any question. Then, if you want to go on and reiterate what's going on, that's a different thing. But answer the question clearly and concisely and perfectly. And most people don't like to do that because that puts them on the spot for decision making. Now, when you say now, what does now mean to you? Well, according to the dictionary, it means instantly, this moment, without delay, right now. Now does not mean as soon as I get to it. Now does not mean in a little while. Now does not mean that's next on my list. Right now, I'm holding up this house, and I got to stand here and hold it up. I want you to go to the store and get me a pack of cigarettes right now. And you say, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. I'm holding this up. Hey, I'd be glad to go get them. Come here, hold this up. And then you go. Can you do that? Can you say, hey, come, hold this, I'll go run to get them. Cigarettes? That's an old story. I've been through that as a youngster. When I was working on the job, the men would always have little chores for me to do. And I was doing lots of important things, like bringing mud to them to put under the bricks and block and stone and stuff like that. And they'd say, run over to the store and get me a bottle of soda water. Go over to the store, get me a pack of cigarettes, and get some tobacco for me to chew and what have you. And I'd run over and get it. But the thing is, sometimes I was right in the middle of something. And so when they'd say, run, I would hand them the bucket of mortar, and I'd run. And then they'd have to carry the bucket up the ladder themselves. If they had waited until I'd carried it up and come down again and then said run, they'd been smarter. But you see, they learned. They learned not to ask me when I was right in the middle of something and where they might be asked to do it. But it worked. I was not a smart aleck. I just did what they wanted. They wanted it right now, and they wanted me to go do it, so I did it. And I had no objection to doing anything they wanted me to do. If they wanted me to do hard work or easy work or silly work, if they wanted to pick on me and say silly things about me, hey, that's cool, you know. That's okay. If it gives them a kick and gives them a joy to do that, go ahead, you know. I know who I am. I'm a very self-confident, happy young fellow that I had a lot of areas where I was developing myself too, but when they said now, I did it. And they learned not to say now to me unless they meant now. Because I'd just drop everything I was doing and run to the store, which was usually the case. Usually they wanted some soda water, they wanted some bottle of water, they wanted this or that or the other thing. And I would go. And I didn't mind at all. And I had to go on my bike too. I'd take my bike to work because I knew I had to go on errands. And if I walked, it took quite a while. And I didn't think that I should be walking on Pops paying me by the hour, you know. But in any event, the now meant now. Now, did it mean that to you as a youngster too? Does it mean that to you now? Does it mean that to you? Are you looking for things to be done now and doing them? Now, the Ingeborg gets up and does things as soon as somebody else gets up and does things. She doesn't get up and do them on her own. Now, you see, that's not a very practical thing. You should be self-motivated. And Sylvia, she sits back and waits for the butler or the maid to come around and do something when it's her job to do those things. And that is not a practical way to be, because you should be living in the now, moving, making things happen, and making things wonderful. Now, perhaps there are 1,000 things that you do right, and there's only one thing you do wrong. And that's the one I'm going to jump on you for. Because you should do 1,001 things right. And that's what we should all do. We should all not have an Achilles heel. Because if you want an Achilles heel, I'll give you one. Achilles heel, as you well know, is where his mother was not holding him in the river Styx, but she held him by his heel so that he could be dipped into the river and made impervious to any type of war injury. Except that he got an arrow right through his Achilles heel, and that killed him. And that'll do it to us too. All we have to do is have one little area where we are lax, one little area where we fail to follow through with whatever we agree to do, and we're dead. We're dead. Now, what is your job? If you are a woman and your job is housekeeping, then do your housekeeping well. If you're a woman and your job is making meals, make meals well. If you're a woman and your job is running a business, well, then run a business well. And have other people appointed to do things that you normally would do. And if you're a man and you have to work on the job, then you work on the job. If you have a wife who earns more money than you, say, praise Allah, you know, thank God. I know a couple of men whose wives are far greater money earners than they are, and they say, oh, I'm so worthless, I'm so, hey, cool it. You are wiser than most men. You created a wife that earns more money than you and pays all the bills and takes care of everything, and all you have to do is spend it. Is that so bad? You know? And they say, well, I hadn't looked at it that way. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If your wife was Elizabeth Taylor, and earning millions and millions and millions of dollars every year, and you were a storekeeper or something, you know, just doing whatever was normal for you to do, and no way did you earn that kind of money, would you reject her money? Would you not want to use her money to enjoy life? No way. You do whatever is comfortable for you to do. Liz Taylor is doing what's comfortable for her to do, you know? Arnie Schwarzenegger, he's doing what's comfortable for him to do. And we all are doing what's comfortable for us to do. And we should do it to our very highest and our very best. We should know that that's what it's all about. Now, the steps from now to now is really none. But it is a step, because that's what we have built for it. We have all backed off from following right now, instantaneously, whatever we're doing. I used to be very spontaneous in doing things, and I still am. And I was spontaneous. If someone said, let's do it, okay, do it, let's do it, we're done. And a lot of people thought that that was not being thought through, that that was not a careful thing to do. But hey, everything I worked with worked out okay. Everything I did was fine, and I didn't have to think about it and worry about it. I just went and did it. And you can too. Just go and do it. Because if you do it, it'll work. And it'll work beautifully. But you have to come to the realization, just like I did, that now is now. We read Eckhart Tolle's book on the now, and super material, fabulous information, but so intense that by the time you're done reading one chapter, you feel like a dish rag that's been wrung out, because there's so much of that good stuff in there that you're not doing. And you feel very inferior. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're one of these people that is living in that now consciousness more beautifully than another, but that's good. But you see, wanting to do that and being in harmony with doing that and doing it are three different things. And if you really want to do it, then start with the little things. Start with whatever pledge you make yourself. Are you going to get up by your mental alarm clock, or are you going to have a physical alarm clock? Are you going to go to bed at the time you say you're going to go to bed, or are you not quite tired, so you're going to sit and read for a while, and next thing you know, it's 2 hours later? Is that what you're going to do? Hey, that's okay. Then you need less sleep. Now, program yourself as you feel it is important. And many great men throughout history have had no more than 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. They nap during the day occasionally, but no more than 2 or 3 hours of direct sleep at night. Now, I'm not suggesting we do that. I'm just saying, how could they do it? Because they had other priorities that they felt were more important than sleep. And they did it. And when they felt tired, they'd say, excuse me. And they'd go into their office for a second, shoo, you know, and 10 minutes later they come out, thank you, I had something to do. I took 40 winks in 10 minutes, you know. And this is great. This is great. We should never feel that we are inferior because we're taking 40 winks, because that is a very wonderful thing to do, and you can get so much done if you just let yourself. This morning I woke up at 2 o'clock, and at 2:30 I was fooling around, and at 3 I was working on getting all the emails out and all these other things, and I thought, hey, I'm going, and I might as well just keep on going. And I waited till the last minute to come over to the SwimX because I wanted to get as much done as I could. And I got a whole bunch of stuff done, and I felt very happy about it. But otherwise, the days just seem to whiz by, and many wonderful things happening. But make the now something important for you. Make the now something that you feel is what you would like to live in. Make the now the now. And say, right now, this moment, I have but one now. I have but one now to give to my country. I have but one now in my life, and that is the moment right now. And when this moment is gone, whatever I thought I was going to do in the now is not, it cannot be done anymore. The now is past. It has to be a new now. And each new now that comes along, it's going to bring with it all its exciting activities, and we're going to be wanting to do something about that. So think about that. Think about that. Where do you stand in the now? Where do you stand in any place in your life? Are you happy with the type of person you are? Are you happy with the goals you have for yourself? Are you happy with your instantaneous response to life? Or are you just sort of a little tired? Say, I have so much to do. I have so many things to do. Cover them up. Cover them up. Do what you can and cover them up. The thing is, if they lie out there, they'll make you feel that you're not doing it. So do what you can and cover up the rest. You say, well, we can't do that. Why not? It's our life. It's our life. I'm not saying we should deny the opportunities and responsibilities that we have. I'm just saying there's only so much you can do. And do it, and do it well, and have fun doing it. Just remember, the steps from the now to the now are now. Clear?
Yes.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.
I love you.
Love you.